Coach Dirks here. I know it was a tough weekend for you guys as a team overall. You got three, though, up on the award stand and a state champion, fifth place and sixth place. I know it wasn't what you were looking for, but I think you had to be happy with the heart your team showed this weekend.
Yeah, we kept battling back. You know, it definitely wasn't exactly what we had in mind. And, you know, you never want any of those kids to lose, especially all those seniors that we have. But, you know, they gave it everything that they had, and they left it out on the mat, and I'm proud of them for that.
Well, let's start with Caden Wren. He's been so close every year, three-time finalist, and finally gets that. And he looked about as dominant as he had been all year against a very good wrestler from Holton.
Yeah, that was impressive. You know, talk about complete domination. You know, and with a bum shoulder, you know, to go with it. And I couldn't be more proud of Caden. He is seriously one of the toughest kids I have ever been around, and he deserves it. He has worked incredibly hard, has been, you know, just an incredible leader for us. You know, probably more important for our team than his wrestling ability is his leadership, and we're going to definitely miss that next year.
Justice, he's been a heck of a wrestler. He's second four-time state placer in program history, and just kind of tough luck there in the semis last night, and tried to give it a go today, and you could just tell the injury was just affecting him. But what a great career he ended up having as well.
Yeah, Justice is an awesome kid. I'm sad of the way that his career ended, but I'm definitely not sad to have coached him. He's been so dominant over 4 years, you know, only a handful of losses, and a two-time state champion, four-time state medalist, only had, I think, three four-time state medalists, something like that in our history. So just shows you how dominant he's been over his career, and, you know, just an incredible kid, and I'm fortunate to have been able to coach him.
Your third state placer has come a long way this year. Gabe Bowers lost to the kid from Olvane in the regional semis last year to get the state. Comes back here with the fifth place finish and beats that kid from Olvane and dominant controlled that match in that second and third period of 3-0. But what a finish he had this weekend!
Yeah, Gabe's a great athlete, and we lost a match earlier in the weekend against an Atchison kid that we were definitely dominating and got caught. And you know, Gabe's been getting so much smarter about the way he wrestles, and he's figured out a few things that he can really do well. You know, just like in that last match, you saw him picking those 285-pound guys up off the mat and playing them down. You know, that was fun to watch, and I'm excited for the progress that he's made. He's going to be a force next year as a senior.
We had four others there that couldn't quite have the good weekend there. Three of those are seniors there with Noah Cleason at 152, Caleb Vandegrift at 170, Cale Goodman 182. Yes, they didn't have the weekend that they were probably anticipating, but they at least got one match win here at the state.
Yeah, and Cale Wheeler, you know, also coming back as a sophomore state qualifier, didn't wrestle a lot as a freshman. So, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do. And the three seniors, yeah, they've worked really hard. And, you know, the thing about those three seniors is you never count them out because they've all beat people that, you know, were on high on the award stand this weekend. And they just couldn't quite get her done this weekend. But, you know, they gave it a lot of heart and really good kids. And I'm glad to have coached them.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Kayla there with that 160 pounds, a tough weekend there for him. But you guys finished 7 at state. I know you're hopefully being that opportunity for a trophy this weekend. Just didn't work out. But, you know, this is just one weekend of what was a lengthy season. And I think you just can't take away with what you guys were able to accomplish this year.
Yeah, we obviously fell short of our goal, you know, coming home with a top three finish like, you know, we really thought we could. But, you know, that's just the way that things go sometimes, and we got to bounce back and see what we can do next year.